Want something to listen to while playing Minecraft? Why not try an audiobook from Audible? Listeners of our show will get one free book of your choice when you sign up for a 30-day free trial. Go to audibletrial.com/theshaft today and enjoy a free audiobook from over 100,000 selections.
Can't sleep, gotta build. There's a ground that needs to be drilled, and all I wanna do is dig.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in the Shaft.
The Shaft, episode 94, recorded on August 12, 2012.
I'm Brent Copeland.
I'm Wes Wilson.
And I'm Eric Fullerton.
Eric, are you alone? Did you bring a guest this time in your trunk?
I did. He's over there. His name is Vance Crafter.
What up, Vance Crafter?
What's up, people?
Hey.
Party people in the house.
Tonight.
Zippy, 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 zoo.
About to lose our heads.
Our heads.
So, what's up, Mr. Vance?
I am very excited to be here on The Shaft.
This is
I thought that this was just a show that I would watch.
No, you get to star on it.
Fully interactive.
I feel like a star right now, I tell you, it's true.
And we're excited, too. We actually met Vance at PlayOnCon just a couple weekends ago, and we said, we got to get you on the show.
And this is your second time on
the
show.
I'm like, what?
Really?
Are you serious? Actually, I thought I should come up to Brent the next day and say, Brent, I know you were kind of drinking a lot last night, and you said something about me being on the show. Did you really mean it?
That's how I roll. I at home, I drink a lot, and then I get out the YouTubes, and I start emailing people. Hey, you want to be on the show? I don't get many responses,
Do you remember what you told me about scheduling?
No. It was probably something.
I didn't think that you would. What you said was, you said, I'll try not to be too drunk. And I said, you mean during the show? No, he said, I mean when we schedule you to be on the show.
And he still decided to join us. So,
I would not. I would not say no to The Shaft. Absolutely, especially not after room 318.
That's right.
I mean, a lot of that really can't be discussed on the show.
That's true.
That's a good thing to live by. Never say no to The Shaft.
No to The Shaft. Yeah. You know, you should always take The Shaft,
especially in room 318.
Yes. Yes, check under the bed. Just saying.
Yeah.
If you stay there. So, and people should know, just in case. So, we got some people on our live stream at twitch.tv/deadworkersparty. But where can they find you? Your channel on YouTube's?
My channel on YouTube's is Vance Crafter.
That's difficult.
www.youtube.com/ I'm thinking this is the forward slash.
Whatever. The kids know.
People know what slash it is.
Yeah.
I always confuse the forward slash and the backward slash because the slash doesn't have a head on it, so to speak, or a tail. It's all tail, or, you know.
Yeah.
So how do you know which direction it's really going?
The top.
Oh, the top. See, I picture like Michael Jackson doing the, and he does that lean thing where he like stands on the floor and leans out.
You know how he does that? Like, this floored me forever, but you know he actually has shoes with a hook under it.
Really?
That they hook his shoe into the ground, and then he can do that.
I thought it was
magnets. He's got like a hooker.
I thought it was magnets.
Going on. No.
But that's good.
He's dead, too. So is Sherman Helmsley.
That's what I hear.
So that's what Wes was telling me before the show.
Yeah.
Poor guys.
Okay, well, moving on up.
So that's the forward slash, then.
Is it? Yeah.
Because we read left to right, and Wes said to look at the top. And the top being on the right would mean forward, left to right.
I love how you're just trusting Wes here.
So it's like he's falling forward. Yeah.
You know, here's the thing.
Forward Michael Jackson.
When I met you guys, what I saw was a nondescript cup with a beverage in it, which I can only describe as wafting a potency. And when I met Wes, he actually had a title, director. So there you go. This, I mean, it might be my, you know, my bias, but I'm going to go ahead and trust Wes on this.
I'm fancy. Yeah. I got a title.
Mm-hmm. He's very fancy.
But I saw
him in his underpantsy, and that definitely sealed the deal for me.
But I have to say, Brent is telling the truth. There are patented shoes for doing the Michael Jackson lean.
Did you look it up?
I did.
Thanks for the backup.
It's on Gizmodo. The secret of Michael Jackson's smooth criminal forward-leaning move.
It's got to be true if it's on his moto.
I know.
You know, it's true if it's on the internet. Bonjour.
Yeah, because they wouldn't put anything false on the internet.
Bonjour.
Yeah.
Bonjour. All right, so let's do a little bit of the old... Jervy.
You know what else is on the internet?
What?
Sweezus.
Sweezus. And Journeys.
I was going off. I didn't know who to go.
See,
play
I'm doing off the dock, and you're breaking the formula.
Yeah. So we have some awesome sponsors this week. The first, namely, is Sweezus.
Hey, where have we heard that name before?
Oh, it rhymes with Jesus.
Oh.
And Sweezus says,
Christ.
I wonder what this says. Well, Mokder et.
Yeah, at Brent Copeland backwards.
No, that's not what it says. Yeah. It says, Nalpocknerb.
So, Sweezus will always please us.
Nice.
That's
indeed.
True.
So will Nikron 100.
Who says, you're going to sing Notch that song you wrote for episode 50, Wes?
Shut up.
Which one was that?
Shut up.
Well, I wrote a shanty a long time ago.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Oh, yeah?
And yeah. And then also I've written a rap battle that I need to do.
And a really good Christmas song that we didn't do last year.
I wrote three good Christmas songs. Yeah.
Really? You got three good and we've never heard any of them?
Yeah, no. No.
Wow.
It's a matter of coordinating with people who are more knowledgeable than me in audio.
Than the other two on the show?
In audio production. See? I can sing a little bit and I can write, but these guys are much smarter at like production. I'm working on it.
Oh, yeah.
I started, as a matter of fact, I got a new computer, and this week I edited my first Let's Play that we've done.
A Ron Smalik map.
It is a Ron Smalik map, and I've done my first draft of it. I need to get my intro together. I want to go over it again to see if I need to cut some more stuff out of it to edit it down nice and clean, but I think, I don't know, it's not bad.
So what he's saying is it'll be out in about 3 months.
No, I'm thinking this week. It's going to be out this week.
Brent, you're so bad.
Long tail stuff.
Yep.
Save that for that.
Hook in the shoe.
So we also have Mr. Griffian, who says,
RuneCraft Wizards, have your money.
And Mr.
I have no idea what that means.
RuneCraft
is a mod for Minecraft.
Oh, RuneCraft Wizards, have you money?
Been doing very well. So check out that mod. We've actually been playing some LOL with Mr. Griffin. He pones our face often.
Oh yeah.
And he only gloats a little bit. I'm not resentful at all.
Yeah.
So, yeah, thank you all for sponsoring the show. We appreciate it every week. People do this. You can actually go to our website, which is theshaftpodcast.com, and click on sponsor at the top. And you can see our new website. Just go on there and look at it while we work on our new design.
Yeah.
That actually Boomrocker is working on. He's in chat. And
oh, man. Amazing drawings of all of us.
Oh, yes. I saw the preview.
It's going to be so crazy.
We got, speaking of drawings, Wondercraft. Sam Cube is now doing avatars for people. You can go to his site and he will do an avatar for you. And I have one in my mail somewhere. I can't find it. It went to spam for some reason. But I had him do one of me, and I can't wait to look at it because he does some incredible stuff.
I thought he did one of me riding a pig. I'll have to follow up.
I don't know. You
got to
pay him.
Have to follow up.
Or maybe you're big enough. Maybe you're big and famous enough that you don't have to.
I had to pay him.
I had to pay him. I'm not big and famous
enough.
That's
good to support.
It is. He's awesome and he does awesome stuff. So
and there's
there
Vance's
and check him out.
in the on the video right here. Awesome. Yeah, that's a good one. So I guess to further our journey. So what else do you do this week, Wes, other than edit?
Well, we did a Let's Play.
Yeah.
That you are currently editing.
Yes, Gloria 2.
Is it glorious?
It is.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That is.
So we're going to finish doing that tonight, right?
Cold Fusion Gaming.
Recording that.
Did that, yeah. We can finish that up. He says it's about, 2 to 5 hours worth? 3 to 5 hours, something like that?
Yeah.
A map.
And we're about probably halfway through it.
And it's a 1.3 map, so it's got all the new bells and whistles.
Indeed.
Well, that's really cool.
And also, I got another one queued up.
That's really cool.
Have you guys
really
heard
passionate
of
color commentary there, Brent?
Really cool.
Have you guys heard of Chronotide?
Chrono Trigger.
The second one to Wintertide by Vladimir. Oh my god, this is a big epic. It came out last night or yesterday.
Oh.
And, he contacted me. Ron gave it a 20 out of 20.
Oh,
it is just
no way.
A big epic map.
So is that the next one we're doing?
So yeah, we got Degloria 2 and then just run right over to Chrono Tide.
Word.
Okay, we're on
Word.
It.
And Chrono
Tide. You can stay after the show if you're listening live at the twitch.tv/deadworkersparty link, and we'll be streaming it live probably.
Yeah, we will.
So stay in tune to that. I worked on something this week called Ships. It was a mod for Minecraft, of course, and it's where you can do airships.
I thought it was a plug-in
boat
for
ships,
a bucket.
Plug-in mod, whatever you want to call it. You put it on your server and you can do it.
Okay.
So I did it, and I was thinking, man, I didn't really, like, I don't think I really talked about it enough. And so I put it on YouTube, and Eric actually edited a little bit for me to edit it down. And I looked on YouTube. I didn't even look at the comments, but I just saw that it had, like, 42 downvotes and like 100 upvotes. And I was like, yeah, I really thought it needed more. So I just pulled it. I didn't read the comments. So I pulled it. I'm going to redo it and do it right. And really, I had some ideas to make it better anyway. So look for Ships soon. It'll be out there. And some more at Brent Copeland's working on those. Some LOL stuff. We've been talking with each other because we like talking with each other about LOL, and we're gonna play some LOL, and we actually have a reality series we may be working on with old Boom Rocker.
Really?
Yeah.
You guys, you're gonna have like behind the scenes and like live cameras focusing on you playing
all of it.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's really weird. So I'm starting my exercise regimen this week so they'll look skinny for the camera.
Wow.
Yeah.
But so yeah.
Can you send me that cuz I'd like to.
Well, I mean, if
thing.
I'm going to be in my bikini, I got to look good.
We're actually looking for a fifth scrub to join us. So, I don't know.
Fifth scrub.
Yeah, but Pennsylvania is a long way away, man.
Oh, my throat needs to clear up there.
And all I know is it's easier for us to pick if they're on my referrals page. So if they go to the link in the show notes and sign up under that, I'm pretty sure we're going to pick someone from that list.
Yeah.
I'm not positive. No guarantees. But
there's
give me the IP,
notes?
Babies. They'll be in the show notes Monday. Right, Wes?
Yes.
Don't put your own link. I will edit it.
I promise. It will be yours. I swear.
Wait a minute. So people, I'm going to say people have to wait till Monday to try to, you know, sign up for this.
Oh, no. If they're in chat live, because that's why people should always be in chat live. They can actually see it right this second in the chat. Oh, no. Damn, that's the wrong link.
Yeah.
Don't go to that one. Okay, so what have you been doing, Vance?
Well, I've been kind of like...
Very cool. Eric, how was your week?
I've been nervous about getting on this show because I thought maybe like I would just freeze up and not know what to say and just like stare at the camera like an Amish person that's never seen a white dude before.
A white dude. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, so... I'm sure that it's going better than I thought, though. So
yeah, no, this is excellent.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
We sure are glad we've got you on.
Do you know I have a Logitech camera?
Hey,
it says it right there. Logitech. I like the name Logitech. What do you guys think about that name?
I thought Amish people were white.
Oh, no.
No, they're Amish. Don't you understand? Gosh, you're so racist. Okay. Anyway, what have I been doing? Well, okay, let me just... I've actually got a little list here. So retarded.
Awesome. Lists are cool.
We have a whole doc for it, so...
I know you guys know Welsh Pixie.
Because
she's been on the show. And the one thing I remember about Welsh Pixie being on the show is that she was blue. So... and she was upset about being blue. And I can understand that, you know, because I'm a little yellow right now. And I just want to let everyone know that my liver is functioning correctly. It's fine. I am fine. I am not going through liver failure at this time. I am not going through liver failure at this time. Although I think I might need some speech therapy after this show is done. So I'm not making fun of anybody who needs speech therapy. But I'm just saying that maybe I need some. So that's all I have to say about that. The Welsh Pixie, who's been on the show.
He just now noticed I was changing his color.
Eric, you're so mean. Eric broke our guess.
Jesus.
In mid-sentence. And then he shouts out one of our sponsors, Sweezus. He's like, oh, Sweezus.
Sweezus Christ.
Oh, I'm now Irish and I'm your sponsor, Sweezus. Okay, so anyway.
So
the first thing that I'd like to do, because this is something that I have been doing lately, is if you don't mind, I'd like to read a poem. Would that be okay?
Yeah, we love all poems.
Right. Okay. So this poem is from, sorry, you might recognize this title here. This is Cobblestone Calamities and Other Minecraft Related Poetry. Minecraft inspired poetry, yes. Mm-hmm. So this is by Welsh Pixie. And her real name is Daleth Angered, which is, I love that name.
Yeah, it's awesome.
That's a cool name.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't it? I think it's mysterious, you know? It's like, I don't know. So anyway, I actually have been reading some of these poems on my live streams. Not because, you know, I've been paid or, you know, I'm trying to promote or anything crazy like that, just because I think this is really good stuff. And the people that watch the live stream seem to enjoy it. So let me take off my glasses so I look incredibly old. Here it is. This is Chicken. This is a hot poem. I love this poem. You look at me with beady eyes. Oh, such treachery within. Ugly, foul, foul, feathered fiend. Rise into my sharpened blade. Eagerly I shall pluck thee. Alas, my pillow empty shall be. Shed ye not thine feathers yet? Plucked instead my sanity, your beady eyes did steal from me. Spy chickens.
That was
awesome.
So poignant.
Yay. Poignant.
I feel like a better person for having heard that.
Very poignant.
Indeed. Oh,
I'm sorry, Wes. Every time that you speak, and I do recognize your voice, by the way.
Yeah.
I hope that doesn't freak you out too much.
No, it doesn't.
I see you in your shorty shorts here, little.
Nice.
I don't know what you're talking about. Those are the best pants.
No,
ever. Best pants ever.
Best pants ever.
Ever.
So
we should definitely do some barbershop quartets. I'm definitely gonna have to get down to Huntsville.
Indeed.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Definitely.
Hey, there's one more thing we need to do.
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
I was going to talk about my week, but we'll talk about that later.
Oh, did you not talk about your week?
No.
God.
I just wanted to mention the command block. I've been playing a lot with the command block, and it is pretty awesome. There's a video on our channel about it. And today, Seth Bling put out a video about the command block. And I've been, you know, F5-ing his page this whole time. I'm like, why are you not playing with the command block yet? I know you like it. I know you love it.
Did you see his 200K subscriber video?
The volcano? Yeah.
He made an active volcano. It was awesome.
Yeah. That was, yeah. I don't even understand.
I do. I know exactly how he did it, and it's awesome. Can I just say?
I didn't know that you could do that.
I didn't either until he did it.
You could just spawn any entity that you want to, block or whatever, and velocity. Mm.
Yeah.
I didn't, like, where do you type all this stuff in?
I have no idea. But you can do it.
It's weird.
I watched it.
Program.
Unless he's trolling us all. Wouldn't that be evil?
Is, of course.
Because I would just believe him. Like, if he says something, I'll believe it.
Yeah.
About Minecraft.
Oh, of course. Yes.
He lets you download the map, too. But I don't know that that really will show you anything. If you have to do something like, if you have to edit any Java or hex edit, or if you have to do anything like with MC filters, then it's not really built into Minecraft per se. You know what I mean? So
yeah, per se.
So I don't know, like, if he's doing some hacky thing or if he's doing something legit game.
It's legit. It has to do with the snapshot stuff. Yeah.
That's cool.
So you did a video on command block.
Yeah.
So everybody can go to the channel. Actually, just go to deadworkers.com and it'll take you to our channel.
Yeah,
and see it there.
I'm going to need to do a video on that real quick. So, you mind if I just take a break and I'll be right back?
No, one will notice. It's cool.
you can take our video and just Yeah. Dub your voice over it if you want to.
Right. Yeah. I'm just staring at the Logitech logo anyway. People won't notice if I've moved or not.
That means.
Just wondering.
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
We've already heard this before.
This week in Minecraft news, we had the snapshot 12W32A. And in this snapshot, we had villagers now react positively when the trade with them and negatively if you hurt them.
Yes.
We also had zombie skeletons and zombie pigmen have new equipment depending on difficulty.
Okay.
Yeah, they can be completely decked out in all armor and have enchanted bows and arrows and all this stuff. It's like really crazy.
Nasty.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
If you kill them, will you get that stuff that they're wearing?
You'll get zombie villagers if they're killed by zombies.
It's a random drop, too. Like, even if they're wearing something, it's really a low chance that they'll actually drop what they're wearing.
I see.
So.
Wow.
And it's really low, and it's a very low chance that you'll even see anybody with armor on or enchanted stuff too. But it'll happen,
right? Okay.
But that's cool. I like that, a little variety. You know, it's kind of like taking down a boss or something. You know, it's extra, you know, hit points and stuff. I think that's fun.
I think that it's just a sprinting simulator. It's like, oh look, armor, run!
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, excellent. did you guys see the video by? Blame the controller in regard to the zombie villager?
Yes. How he repaired him or cured him, I guess you'd say.
I didn't even know that had happened yet because, you know, I was a little behind on checking out the snapshot information.
Mm-hmm.
And the next thing you know, this video was already out, you know? I thought it was cool.
Yeah. Yeah. He was quick on that. But you can fix them up. But I know time is a big issue on that too. Like, you have to wait a long time. Like, you give the meds to the zombie, and then you wait. The next day, check up on him. He might be okay. He might not be. I don't know how long you have to wait either. It might be, like, real-time hours.
Wow.
Which That's is, crazy like, really right weird, there. But kind of neat, I guess, if you really want to. Like, why not just kill a guy, right? Like, who cares? We got more.
Wow.
Like, we got more villagers. Like,
wow.
Yeah.
Like, sorry, you're a zombie. Gonna have
guys,
to kill you.
If you're ever trapped in a elevator with Eric Fullerton, just go ahead and slit him ear to ear right away because will be doing the same to you in moments.
Like in DayZ. So if I get turned to a zombie in DayZ or MindZ, you're just going to kill me.
You're just a goner. True. Sorry.
Shoot. Well,
is it actually possible to get turned into a zombie in DayZ now? Can that happen?
Not yet. It might happen.
Okay. All right. So thanks a lot, Brent Copeland, for distributing rumors.
I'm good at that. Also, in MindZ, we play. You know, we all played that this week. We didn't even talk about that. We played a lot of MindZ.
A lot of MindZ.
And when you die in MindZ, you actually become a zombie. Now you don't see it. It's an NPC zombie, but it has all the crap you had. So someone's got to kill your zombie doppelganger thing and take your crap. It doesn't just fall on the ground.
Right.
You know, and I'm just not into taking anyone's crap. I don't stand for it.
That's right. I'll have you know he won't stand for baloney.
That's right. Absolutely not.
In MindZ, I have come to decide that the game just blows.
Oh, you
don't like it anymore.
I just don't have fun in it. Every time I play, it's this. Log in. Okay, find someone. Die.
Yeah.
Are you saying that you suck at the game?
Yes. It has a lot to do with me sucking at it, but it's like I find people, and like, don't get me wrong, I have fun like playing, but I would rather be playing something else.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why it's so like why everybody's loving it. I mean, there were almost like 150 people on the server we were on.
Yeah.
So definitely people are liking it, and there's a reason to go try it out and play it. It's free. Why not?
Yeah.
But honestly, there's got to be something with, I don't know, spawning in with your friends or something.
Yeah. And we have 3 MindZ videos up on our channel already.
Which you should go watch, even though they suck.
I like it, though. I'm just like, kidding. I don't know. I mean, I
Brent,
understand why
like
you don't
suck.
Like it.
That's all I have to say about
like,
that.
I feel the same about DayZ. It's so frustrating.
Yeah.
But I play it anyway. Somehow something brings me back. And same with MindZ. It's just like, it is very frustrating, and it's hard to film, too, because it's hard to get any actual, like, fun action.
Well, and that's it. I think I would like both games better if you could spawn in with whoever. Like, so you could spawn in with a group. Because the part that I like about, like, DayZ is that you can build these things like cars and helicopters and get them running again. And that seems like that would be fun.
Yeah.
Or, you know, once you can put up defenses and things like that. Once they start adding in stuff like that with MindZ, now it is a lot easier to find people in MindZ than it is DayZ.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know.
But it's still a pain in the butt, so.
DayZ is a lot of running around and waiting and being patient. And that doesn't really translate well to video.
Yeah.
However, if you're a consummate editor, as Eric Fullerton or myself, you can really grab the action and then do some, you blend together these little scenes where they're, you know, you're running up the hill and so forth, and it's the dialogue that you catch, the funny quips that you can enjoy while you're running up the
hill.
And
the atmosphere sounds. Here's one tip I'll just drop on you. Take a heartbeat sound effect and put some reverb on it and put it behind in the scene whenever zombies come around. There's your tip. Right?
Can you guys do this with your face? And when you do the heartbeat sound, can you just take it? This is when I went to like a science museum. We could actually go inside of a heart and listen to it beat. And it was like a huge, you know, scale replica.
Freaky.
So this is what I came away with after I came out of there. This is just take a look right here. Okay, so before I puke, there you go. That's
awesome.
One of my talents. I just wanted to share.
That's weird. Amazing. Hey, weren't we talking about the snapshot?
Love you.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So and I just want to say, last on MindZ, it's there's fun in there, and I'm not saying people shouldn't play it. Go play it, have fun. It's just not my cup of tea. Now, what is my cup of tea is the command block. Eric did a video on it. I can't wait to watch it because I don't really watch our stuff. So it's kind of boring. What's the point?
No, it's kind of cool. The command block basically is a triggered block that will allow you. Now, it can't be constructed. It's got to be summoned using operator powers or creative mode. And basically, you can put in server commands. So if you were a mod, you could put in, you know, /ban. And you could have somebody, and if they push a button, they're banned, you know?
So if they touch my block, they're banned.
Don't touch Vance's block.
Yeah.
Don't touch my block.
And, like, Eric used it for, like, teleportation, turning on the rain and off the rain.
Yeah. It could be triggered with tripwires, too, which is a pretty cool way to do it.
Yeah.
Mm.
But, yeah, it's a really fun block.
On the rain again.
I like it.
It's pretty cool. They also added a new block, the beacon block, which you can basically make a big pyramid, and then depending on what you make it on, then you put the block on it, it'll give you buffs and stuff like that in a radius. Now, did you do this in the video?
I didn't make a video on that. Since it's still a work in progress, Blame the Controller did a really good detailed one.
So definitely we'll link to Blame the Controller's video and go take a look at that. They also did a night vision potion in the creative mode inventory.
That was cool, too.
So try that out. It's in creative mode. Easy enough to try. And then last but not least, we do have a link to Redstone Helper, who gave a detailed log of all the changes on Reddit. So we'll link to that, and you can see more of what
the chat room's telling me that you can't ban with the new command block.
Oh.
That's a shame.
Oh, my gosh. Once again,
I know.
Dead Workers Party spreading rumors.
That's terrible.
We're good at rumors.
Well, you know, you can just trap somebody, though. Like, I trapped myself. I had a redstone clock going, and the command block told my character to teleport way up in the air. But since it was on a 5 clock, it was repeating. So I would appear in the sky, fall a little bit, and then go back, you know, teleport back into the sky and then fall a little bit. And that's on loop. There's no way to undo it. I had to just trash my world. Because when I log back in, the clock is still in effect. So it's kind of like banning somebody, right? It's like you're stuck. You're being banished into the air for eternity.
I wonder
if people can point and laugh at you.
Yeah.
So, and also you could have something like I was thinking, I wonder if you could have it where you do a world edit. Can you do world edit commands with it?
What? Right now, I think you can only use the built-in cheat commands, what they call them, cheat, but being console commands. But
because that would be cool. Like I think that's interesting. Like the ultimate troll on like banning someone, where you like let them dig stuff and then it just replaces their stuff, like undoes what they do.
Yeah.
So they play like all day long, thinking they're doing stuff, and it just sits there and undoes everything every like 5 minutes.
Or you have like a like an area that you get, like if you've got some area that you don't want people to mess with. You basically every like 30 seconds you change all the air to bedrock.
Oh yeah,
nice. And if they're in that air, they're dead.
Exactly.
Dead.
I like it. Yeah, I'm gonna start working on that right away.
Yeah, that's mean.
That's my favorite. In fact,
or change it
to
lava too.
Hey Wes, I've got an IP for you. Would you like to come over and help me test it out?
Oh yes.
So there was also an update to the Pocket Edition of Minecraft. Added new features like skeleton spiders, flint, bone meal, bows, arrows. Mobs can drop items. Torches can be placed on fences, and of course, a bunch of other numerous bug fixes. So that was posted on, I believe, Thursday by Lydia on the Mojang blog. We need
on
to get
the Mojang blog. Nice.
Yeah, we haven't had Lydia on in a while.
Yeah, we need to get her on and talk about. Maybe we can get
know,
her to talk
man.
About.
Nice. What are you thinking?
Minecon. She doesn't like us anymore.
Yes, she does.
She doesn't like me. She likes y'all.
That's not
really. She doesn't like you. What'd you
she
do?
She doesn't like me. I pissed her off somehow.
Oh my god.
That's okay. You don't have to believe that. You can leave pissed.
You know. You gotta. So you gotta stop with the staying how cute she is all the time, dude. Yeah. She, you know.
No. You know. I think.
Gotta step back a little bit, man.
Like I sent her an email just like a couple weeks ago about. Getting Notch on the show, and damned if that day people didn't start tweeting like, "Hey Notch!" And so it was like this. I know, like, to if I was in her position, and then someone sent me that email, and then all suddenly there's these tweets about it, and Notch agrees to it, all circumventing the route that we should take.
Yeah,
like talking to her, I would be pissed.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that happened, and I felt bad, but it happened, and I'm not going to say no, Notch. Let me talk to Lydia first.
Yeah.
I mean, unfortunately, I love Lydia to death. And
oh, so you thought that maybe she thinks that you were trying to work around her?
He was shirking the chain of command.
Yeah. Right. And I hope she doesn't think that. I don't think she does.
Well, now that we've said it on the show, maybe somebody will say, hey, they're talking about you at 30 minutes and 20, you know, and have her listen to this.
Just so it's known out in the public. We love Lydia.
Yeah.
Like, we have nothing but admiration and respect for Lydia, would not go
she's
around
been on the
her.
Show. She's been on the show, like, five times, six times. Something
she did a video with us. I mean,
as a matter of fact, I reached out to her about Notch, and you reached out to her about Notch. Neither of us reached to Notch first. We all went through her first.
Yeah. And when I say stuff like that with Lydia, I'm kind of joking. I don't think she hates us. I think she's just super busy. And that's
cool. She is. She's crazy busy. I sent her my, you know, since I do programming at PlantCon, I sent her my... I finally got my detailed, hey, here's what I recommend for programming at Minecon thing. And she sent a thank you for giving the feedback.
Damn you, Aztec. Like, during the show, this is a tweet I get, at Lydia Winters. At Brent Copeland is worried you're angry at him. He's talking about it on At the Chef Podcast.
Jeez.
Damn you! Damn you, Aztec.
Oh, well. This is our attempt to...
It's like in study hall. Hey, guess what? Brent likes you.
Yeah.
I do. She's hot. I mean,
this is like our attempt to bring some sort of drama into our show.
Yeah.
It's not working out very well.
Perfect.
It's just too much alcohol.
Is that what it is?
Wait a minute. I think it's Aztec's alcohol, not your
That's
fine.
That's true.
Good.
So also we have a new addition to the Mojang team. Notch tweeted about this on Thursday that Owen Hill, that's at BopOGamel, is leaving his job at PC Gamer's web editor to join Mojang. There's no word as yet to the specific role he'll be fulfilling, but it could well involve the word web and possibly... editor. So look in the future for that, probably from Lydia. She's probably the one who will tell everybody about it.
Does she hate us, though?
Well, she won't tell us. She'll tell everybody else but us. But also, as part of this, I'm sure the reason they're hiring people is their profits have doubled. According to a report on Swedish game site MCV Nordic, Mojang made around $8.9 million in profits last year, and this year they're on track to make close to $18 million, according to Carl Mana.
That's
money. Sweezus!
Unfortunately, they're being paid in Swedish fish and meatballs, and it's causing a great problem with the toilet system.
Of course, the Xbox Live release has definitely helped with more than 3 million. Copies have been sold, and each day that figure goes up an average of about 17,000. So,
dang.
You know what else goes up about 17,000 a day? Is the amount of books and videos. Really, videos is what I want to talk about.
I was going
the ads messed up. Yeah. The amount of videos you can watch on Netflix. I think there's about 17,000 episodes of Cheers you can watch.
17,000?
Yeah. About. If you add Frasier, that's, you know, like 34,000. But anyway, if you go right now to Netflix.com/deadworkersparty,
Are they a sponsor, by the way?
No. We just do this for fun. If you go to Netflix.com/deadworkersparty and sign up, you'll get a free trial. That's a month free of Netflix. And then if you stay longer, you get a bunch of cool stuff with Netflix. I actually love Netflix.
Love it.
The biggest thing
the way that Wes is currently laughing right now, I'm kind of wondering what's going on. What is Wes thinking?
I was saying audiobooks, which is our other sponsor, Audible.
Oh, okay.
See, he's not following the script. We have this document, and it says in big red letters, Netflix ad.
I changed. I moved forward. That's right. And Netflix, if you're listening, we love you. We love you so much. And we love the videos you let us play and watch. I actually, the coolest thing about Netflix, I think, and a lot of other services don't do this, is they'll let you run two at the same time. So both my kids can actually run Netflix and watch their yep. Wizards of Waverly Place and whatever movie that
my
they're
son
watching
started
this,
watching Jesse
time.
This week on Disney.
Yeah.
Anyway. So have you seen Jesse's Girl?
No,
Jesse's
different.
Girl. So I'm looking at my
thanks, Sarah.
My instant watching activity list here, and so I've been watching a lot of TED Talks, Cheers episodes, and I tried to watch Superfly the other night from 1972. That's pretty kind of rough, but
wow, Superfly?
Yeah, Superfly with the pimp. Yeah. Anyway, but my favorite thing this week I saw on Netflix has got to be Tucker and Dale versus Evil.
Yes,
best movie.
Is it a movie?
It is, and it's awesome.
It's a very campy comedy horror, and it's on Netflix streaming. You got to go check this out. It's funny. It's awesome. It's very clever.
Very cool. I'll just try that out.
Tucker and Dale versus Evil.
It's so good.
And for all you bronies out there. Yes, My Little Pony is on Netflix, so you can watch the whole, I believe, first two seasons.
That's right.
My kids
you had
love
to
it.
Mention that, didn't you?
Yes, didn't
you?
I did.
You had to go there.
I had questioned this week on my Twitter if I was a brony or not. I don't really know if I am or not.
But
honestly.
He loves him some Pinkie Pie.
Wow, you're riding the,
Pinkie
you know what?
Pie.
If you go down the center of the road all the time, eventually you're going to get hit, my friend.
Squish, I know.
You're going to have to take a position left or right.
I thank you, Mr. Miyagi.
Just like when you put your pants on, you're going to have to choose left or right.
One leg at a time.
Just not going to stay standard all day long.
So once again, go right now to Netflix.com/deadworkersparty. Help a brother out. One of these brothers sitting here behind the mics because that
help
does help
a brother
us.
Out.
Superfly.
All right.
And
awesome.
We will help you out by moving on.
Time for
speaking of cool, like horror, funny horror movies. I mean, that's kind of the direction you seem to be taking things.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen the movie Shaun of the Dead?
Oh yes.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Is that other movies in the same? You know, the genre kind of thing?
Yes, but not as British. This is a...
Not as British.
No, yeah. This is about a couple of rednecks who buy a cabin in the woods, and the college kids partying at the lake next door who think that they are, murderous...
creeps.
Murderous rednecks.
Yeah. Oh, and all they're doing is growing weed, right?
No, they're, like, trying to fix up the cabin for the...
Oh, okay,
cause it,
gotcha.
They just bought it.
Yeah.
It's awesome. And it stars the female lead in it is the secretary in 30 Rock.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's all about misunderstandings.
I mean, yeah. Oh, okay.
Because, like, the hillbillies
the guy?
Think the college kids are creepy and weird. So it's like, I can't it's really just a is. Big misunderstanding. Hilarity.
That took over for the page?
No, the head page? No, the good-looking girl that always wears the skimpy clothing that Tina Fey had to try to talk to into wearing more clothes at work.
Tina Fey, what were you thinking? She obviously did not confer with me on that. I just
did someone hit add? I just got an ad up here on the...
Really?
That's cool.
I don't know. So, our first listener contribution comes from...
Time for listener contributions.
It's from Foe2Beat, and he says,
Foe2Beat.
Hey, Wes.
Wes.
Can you do a Christopher Walken voice impression? Or anyone else on the show, for that matter?
Obviously not.
For that matter. I can't really, no, not at all.
I can't do one.
I have found that my impressions come at odd times. Like my
yeah.
Like that one time I did the Gilbert Gottfried impression.
Oh yeah.
And it was awesome. And then when I tried to repeat it, I failed.
It's kind of painful.
I know you can't do that all the time. It just drives you crazy.
It's painful.
It's a little painful.
It's painful, just like Gilbert Gottfried. Yeah, so you're hitting on something there.
Yeah.
That works.
So I agree.
So yeah,
I have the same problem, Wes. I don't, you know.
I've done good walking in the past, but I just not today.
And we'll get back to walking later. We got another thing. We got a he's also in the news. So we have one from Doctor Chimot.
Doctor.
Is it Chimot?
Mister Doctor.
Chamoy. It's a Michael Jackson term.
Oh, with a hook shoe.
Shamo!
Hook shoes.
Shamo.
And he says, would you rather play the game with Notch or Jeb? That's interesting.
I want to play with them both.
Yeah.
Why has it got to be one or the other?
Well, I got to say...
We're not Swedishists.
I hate to, like, I don't want to pick a side and say, I want him because he's cooler. The thing is, I've never met Jeb. Have any of us met Jeb before?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't met Jeb, but I met Notch.
Well, I say met. So, like, I sat there and watched him sign stuff for other people.
Well, I mean, I saw him, but I've never...
You stalked him.
I kind of humped up on him a little bit.
I've never talked to him, never gave him a hug, you know? And it was because I couldn't, like, nail him down, you know? We saw him at E3. He was at E3, right? Well, that's when we met Notch, though. We didn't actually say hi to Notch and talk to him at Minecon.
No. It was E3 around. Where we talked to Minecon. Yeah.
So anyway, I don't know if that. I would probably play the game with somebody I know, or I would like to meet Notch or meet Jeb and play with him. Right? I don't know. Well, hopefully we'll get Jeb on the show too.
Yes,
that would be cool.
We'll get Notch on.
We'll sit there and make dates for everybody else. Look, you're the boss, dude. Come on, let's sign them all up.
Yeah.
Is that wrong? Just put a note on their desk. You're going to be at Shaft next weekend. Deal. Or no bonus this year. See? You got the power, Notch. Power to the people. We also have a message here from 79Shiv97.
Shivy.
He says, this doesn't have much to do with Minecraft, more with internet in general. But I'm interested in your guys' opinions. With two of you being parents, what are your thoughts on kids on the internet? As a kid, I'm 15, and as a girl, I find myself getting a lot of complaining about the 12-year-old boy. In voice chat, I've even been kicked for this. Again, just interested in your opinion and discussion.
Wow, that sucks.
Wait a minute. Find myself getting a lot of complaining about the 12-year-old boy. People think that she's a 12-year-old
yes,
boy?
Yes, I think, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, so we heard that a lot on our control point servers and stuff.
When you talk, they thought you were a 12-year-old boy?
Yes, all the time. All the time.
It's really rough. The problem is, well, there are a lot of bad 12-year-old boys out there that kind of, muddy the water, you know? I mean, I'm not saying that any given 12-year-old boy is a bad thing, but, I notice, for instance, on the TF2 servers, the younger people talk more and don't know when to be quiet and let other people talk, you know? And I noticed that in things like Ventrilo Chat, the younger people talk more and don't know when to let other people talk. And I think that a lot of times there's a guilty by association thing. And especially as a female on the internet, I mean, you're going to have it rough. I mean, I'm sorry, but people are jerks. And there's really, I mean, I wish the best for you. I fight it as best I can, but it's just the way it's going to be. I am not looking forward to introducing my kids to the internet, because it's going to be a very complex thing, and I'm not sure that by the time I get there, the tools are going to be adequate for me to insulate them the way I would prefer to.
And on the other flip side of that, I'm a horrible parent, so I've already introduced my kids to the internet. Like my son's, he's 11, and he plays World of Warcraft and Minecraft, and he's on the internet. And basically, our rule is, look, you don't talk to other people on the internet.
Yeah.
That's the main rule. And just because, you know, I've played World of Warcraft for the longest time, and I've never actually been like some guy come and talk to me in creepily. So I'm not as worried about that in World of Warcraft. I think there's too many people there. But I don't want him just talking to random people. He doesn't need to. There's no reason to. And that's really the only rule we follow. I think there's a lot of crap out there that he's going to see eventually, and it's just something that happens on the internet. I mean, I've seen crap that made me want to cry, and he's going to see it too eventually. And you know, what are you going to do about it? Try to shield them from that? It's not going to work, and it's just going to make them more curious. So I tend to lead down the path of just, you know, if you have questions, let me know, and we'll talk about it and discuss it. But just don't talk to people, because that's where the creepy shit happens. And sorry, another one. I think that one's okay.
No, it's not. Oh. Another thing I would recommend is...
They say shit all the time on TV. Oh.
So now one other thing I'll recommend is look for like some family-friendly groups. Like I know that a lot of the 4L players aren't afraid to have their kids play TF2 on the 4L server with the other 4L people because they're responsible. You know, and if you find responsible older communities to game in, they will understand when the kids are on and not, you know, be as objectionable.
I know what you mean, Wes. I find it very comforting.
So what we're trying to get at is
company of younger people.
Netflix.com/deadworkersparty.
That's scary.
Their parents and the way that they're trying to raise them. Thank you, Wes.
Our next one is from the Pixel Wizard. He says, "Yo, mommy's so ugly, even creepers don't come near her."
See, what are you trying to guard people from?
That's awesome. That, yeah. I like that.
Your mom is so fat, she thinks gravy's a beverage.
God. Why did I laugh at that? Stop it.
Oh, jeez.
I'm getting a reputation for just foul humor.
Hey, Vance.
Yes, Brent.
You want something to laugh about?
Sure.
Excavation station.
He did. He laughed right on cue.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Our first thing from Meg's Harty, who says...
Can I talk about what I'm doing this week?
Huh?
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Our first thing is copying completed books. And it says, there should be a way to clone books you've made with the book and quill so that you can have multiple copies of a book that you've made. It would be cool to be able to pass out copies of your own book in-game, maybe even trade them for emeralds. And it would help with creating specific kinds of books for adventure maps, like multiple copies of the rule book of the map so every player has a copy of the rules. I think this is a brilliant idea. Maybe you make a, like, what do they used to call them?
A printing press.
Or the quills. They were, like, articulated so you could write on two books at once.
Oh, I don't know.
Like a mechanical quill.
Oh.
Articulated.
So, I didn't know about that. What, does it soak through the paper?
No, like, you have basically, it's like a little thing, and you write with a pen on one, and it has another pen, and it writes on the other one.
Oh, so it uses an arm to connect.
Kind of like Tekkit. You got two things going at once.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Magic.
I'm feeling like maybe this is a case of give an inch, take a mile, or want a mile kind of thing. Like,
too much, maybe.
Like, we've been wanting writing in books for so long, it's like...
Oh, we got it?
Dude, just write in the book. We got the book. Write in it. I don't care. Like, Eric can read the rules. I don't need to see him.
Right.
But I do want to see rules in books and not on the wall anymore. I'm sick of seeing rules on signs on the wall. Just put them in the book.
Yeah.
And let Eric read them.
Yeah, take that, wall signers.
You got it, map makers out there?
I agree.
If you had attended the Blame the Controller session at PlayOnCon, which occurred in Birmingham, Alabama, with director Wes Wilson, you would realize that one of the things that he suggested was that you get rid of all the writing crap and you use some sort of audio files to talk to the people, you know what I mean? Like they were really talking to you directly face-to-face and so forth. And I happen to agree with Mr. Blame the Controller. I think he's a quite intelligent fella and very curious and imaginative, especially with his invisible cactus eyes. And I would just suggest going in that direction. And that's all I have to say about that piece.
And the only other thing I would say is it seems like it's already kind of written in and they could just kind of modify it for the game.
Yeah.
Control A, Control C, Control V. Just copy like and paste the crap.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Just it's okay.
It happens. I don't see why they couldn't figure a way. I'm sure it's just, you know, a matter of time because there's so many things that people want. But to put a way to put in audio files.
Yeah.
There may be a problem with copyright and things. I don't know. I have no idea. But
if it's just your voice, I mean, nobody likes reading. I mean, I know people like reading, but I mean, it's just, I don't know.
Well, what about people that like reading for other people?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm out of a job, damn it. If you go in there and read your own, things on signs, I mean, where am I? You know,
I hate everyone.
I'm looking at the trash can for your half
for your mouth. What is that, dude? This is a clean show.
What'd you say? What did I say? Something foul?
You said.
Oh God!
No, he said crap.
No, he said.
He did.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, all I'm saying is, as the FCC goes, that word is okay. And I'm not saying it again just because for some reason you feel like you have to edit it.
Well, so we've already
me
edited. Out.
You're throwing me under the bus, trolling me. At the same time, you're saying, no, it's really okay.
As a parent, I'm saying okay with that word.
I mean, I would rather hear what people have to say that listen to our show. Like, send us messages telling us what is not appropriate and what is appropriate for the show.
Yeah,
I want to hear from you because we don't know.
Let us know all the words like that are okay.
Yeah. You know, because I get all the time like
if they completely ignore you and never read what you wrote online ever.
Yeah, just
don't be upset about that.
Because I mean, people say we love your show. We get to listen to your show with our kids, and it's so great that you keep it clean. It's so awesome.
I've never seen an email like that.
I have.
Well,
seen
you don't
many.
Read our never mail.
Never seen it.
You
I do too.
We get comments on our YouTube channel.
Comments all the time. Yeah. Inbox, YouTube, all the stuff, and iTunes reviews. People say the same thing.
I'm sorry.
I read all that stuff.
I think you're lying.
I did. I got the Shaft. I got the Shaft episode, but I did not get any of these letters that you're talking about.
That's right. They're lying. They're full of lies. Okay. So we have
reading.
A diamond furnace here. This is submitted by CMMC Fairfront 88, who says, "Hey guys, I think that diamond furnaces should be in the game because the regular furnaces are slow. Diamond furnaces would cook stuff in a second because they're very expensive. And I think the crafting recipe should be 8 diamonds and an emerald, and you should get more XP as well."
Wow.
So what do you think about that?
That's nice. Was that submitted in crayon? I'm just curious.
No, I don't see any reason to get more XP from smelting. And yeah, it's slow, but at the same time, you know, people who do this a lot have many furnaces going, and it usually doesn't take very long.
I agree with Wes, and I also want to add to that, if you don't mind, Wes. Would that be okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Well, I wanted, you know, be somewhat useful here as your guest. So what I was thinking is that too many people try to play games at light speed, and it kills it for me, you know? You got to slow down a little bit.
Yeah.
Enjoy the process. You know, those flames, when they come out of there, you're like... and they change. And it's amazing. Just sit there for just a minute and watch your beef cook. And you will see that there is animation there, that there's creativity right there in that moment that you're ignoring because you're just too busy trying to get to your goal, which I don't know what that is, actually. And, you know, slow it down a little bit. Enjoy the game.
I like that. You got to stop and smell the pixels.
Exactly.
Life moves
look at
fast.
The leaves that I created that are very square.
If you don't stop and look around, you might miss it. Yeah. So our next idea is from SRJ26, and this is an idea for Ghast combat.
Ooh.
I think it would be an interesting dynamic to combat against Ghast if one was able to shoot a Ghast's tentacle and cause them to fly lower.
Interesting.
So by shooting the tentacles, they come lower.
Wow.
And maybe that way you could get them and even run up on them with a sword.
And maybe put a saddle on them.
Yeah, and ride them.
Like, who wouldn't want to saddle a Ghast and fly around?
I would.
Like Falcor.
I would definitely want to.
Yeah, I would do that.
But I would be a little upset if I shot it so it got down lower. I put the saddle on it, and then it stayed low. I mean, you know, I want it to bounce back up. Can it buoy back up after a certain amount of time?
Oh, maybe they regenerate over time.
Mm-hmm.
They grow their tentacles.
Maybe they have like pockets of gas, like dragons do, and that they regenerate, like you said.
So
I like that.
Should you be able to milk them too with their tentacles? Like if you pulled on them, like milk them, like Ghast milk.
Ghast milk is pretty good. Yeah, maybe Ghast cheese too.
Oh my gosh!
Hey,
I think my bucket's full.
Go.
I'm gonna have to. I'll be right back.
Feel that. Anyway, so we also have one here from Vermilion.
Ahead,
it tastes like corpse.
Who wants Firestone, a rare ore you can find in the Nether. I assume that's Nether.
Yes.
Firestone tools can smelt whatever they mine. Cooks ores, keeps smooth stone as smooth stone, turns trees to charcoal, etc.
More weird tools made out of things.
I'm not sure I don't want... this one actually has a little bit of appeal to it to me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
The Firestone.
I don't know.
So, it's,
I don't hate it.
But what about instead of the actual tools being made out of that, how about just fix it with enchantments? Fire enchantment.
Yeah.
You know, that can like, you know, burn wood when you strike at it, and you know, or what is it? Turn trees into charcoal. That's kind of cool.
I like this. I hate new tools. Like I've got enough freaking tools. Like I want to get rid of the tools. Let's get rid of the wood tools and all these other tools. Let's just have one set of tools I make, and then those tools for life, and then I enchant them.
Yeah,
whatever better effects you have.
That would be good because. Well, I guess we always juggle between iron tools and diamond tools.
Yeah.
No one ever cares about, the wood tools, they come first, but then you just never use them again,
like,
right?
Is there really any reason for wood tools? The only reason is because you've got to make them.
Yeah, and
like,
they're
cheap. You can't, you've got to punch a tree, and you've got to make a wood tool, and then you get your cobblestone, and you make your cobblestone tools, and then you get your iron, and you make your iron tools. But the wood tools, I think, should just go. Because, I mean, they're gone. Like, you use them once.
I guess I could think of a scenario if you're in a PvP battle. Say, you know, just like an open area PvP thing. And it's cheap and quick to make a sword out of wood than to make an iron one. So everybody would probably be walking around with wood swords just because it's fast.
Yeah. But I'm trying to think of it as just the game. Like, the game that they put out, right?
Yeah.
It's Minecraft. Sure, there's all these other formulas of games, different modes and whatever. But as their game of Minecraft that you log into, it's like, I make a wood pick just to go dig my 3 cobblestone blocks. It's the only reason I make a wood pick is to go get my 3 cobblestone blocks so I can make my cobblestone pick.
Yeah.
And that just seems like, why?
That's true.
I don't know.
That is a good philosophy.
May just be me.
That is a good philosophizing topic there.
Okay. What do you think it'd be weird? Because they've already done the bonus chest, right? What if they just had it where you start with an iron pick? Maybe even an iron shovel, too.
You're like, going to go all the way to iron. You're not even going to bother with stone.
Maybe stone. But I'm just like...
I mean, look
at you.
In
the game.
You know, once again, you're rushing right through a whole set of tools.
I know.
I mean, you know, you
you take your wood pick, you get your three blocks of stone, you get your sticks, and you go to the workbench.
It's the kids these days.
And you make a pick of stone. You can use what you created with your own two block kind of hands. This is what I'm talking about there, Brent Copeland, with your beautiful little hat on and all your buttons and your cute little glasses. You got to slow it down, my brother. You've got to enjoy the game. The game that came down from Notch and was handed to Jeb. The game that will soon have a modding API. An API which will have people creating crazy furnaces that go at a second in the blink of an eye. Because we're not willing to make that wood pickaxe. Please, Brent.
Okay, so we also have here from Brendan, 10211. Fuses! Now that we can play string on the ground, we should be able to light it and have it light TNT.
Oh, okay.
So they want fuses to run out to like TNT or something.
Okay, so that's...
But isn't that just redstone itself?
Timed. I mean, you could do that already.
Like, you just run redstone out, and then you light your redstone, and it's a fuse. It runs out and turns it on.
You can use a lot of repeaters.
Do they want it slower? I mean, is that what they want? Like, where it's like...
Yeah, I guess they... Like, if you want to set a 5-minute timer on your TNT, you can do that today without a fuse, right?
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Just take some repeaters.
Take a bunch of repeaters. Or use the old Seth Bling... mine cart on top of a whole bunch of cobwebs.
Yeah.
And when it finally meets,
right.
goes
I mean, that,
to the bottom.
That sounds normal. Yeah.
You know?
So what do we say about this one?
You know what? I think we should take it and enhance it a little bit. Okay? Okay. Let's say if you take string and you add redstone to it, you create a fuse. And depending on how you create the string or how many length of the string that you have, it's the time. So it's very basic, and you don't have to bother with your repeaters,
right?
And it's very much like a real fuse because fuses are set to burn at a certain rate. It's rate per seconds per inch or inch inches per second, whatever like that. So that's exactly what you'd be doing.
There okay, but not to be a jerk here. When we go back to the game of Minecraft...
Oh, son of a bitch, I can't believe you.
What the heck do you need
How
a fuse
you?
For?
I'm the guest. God damn it.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, what on earth would you really ever need... Create a fuse for? Like, you're just going to put your TNT down and light it and run. Like, you don't need a fuse. It's it's got one built into the piece of
fuse, okay? Yes, here, I'm going to create a custom map, all right? And along comes Brent Copeland. And he hits the tripwire, and all of a sudden it starts my... And then he doesn't think anything's happening. But the fuse is blowing, and all of a sudden he just blows up, and he's dead, and it was hardcore, and game over.
Okay, and I love that. That's awesome. Okay. But that's a adventure map mod. It's something above and beyond the game that can be coded with redstone carts and whatever already. So what I'm talking about is, to me, I know they're kind of adding new stuff in for like adventure modes, and that's awesome and stuff like that. But like single play, like why would I ever need a fuse? Single play. Like me in the world. Like, is there any reason for it ever?
Well,
but do you think that in game should only be for that type of thing? Like the basic game.
Well, actually, that's a good point because the command block is actually an administrator block. You can't craft it in the game. It's not part of the game, but it's an admin tool.
Yeah.
Yet it is a block and it's visible in the game. So that's kind of a weird hybrid thing. I don't know if a fuse. I don't know if it would just be a multiplayer thing. I don't know.
Yeah.
And also, like, what does a fuse do? Does it just delay the current from redstone? Because if that's all it does, then no one's going to use redstone anymore. Because the string, cheaper, you know?
It can, like, you can already create what a fuse does in the game.
Yeah.
for mods and adventure maps.
Right.
Except a fuse burns, and when it's done, it's gone. Redstone.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Is like wire.
Right.
Redstone is like copper wire. It is always there. It is a part of a circuit.
That's true.
So
okay. So
that
that's
is the difference.
Okay, that's good. It's cheaper.
And then when
but
Brent comes back and says, "Oh my God, what the heck happened?" There's no evidence.
Okay,
it all blew away.
I'm going to go back to
no evidence. I like that. No griefing evidence. Love it.
I'm going to go back to TNT. Already has a built-in fuse. Then so screw you all.
Oh, you just right-click and set it.
Because TNT does not just blow up when you turn it on.
That would be fine. That's fine. Let me call my wife real quick and see if she's okay with that.
But it already has like a TNT sound and a fuse sound. And goes,
but it's quick and it's fast and you got to be right there. So I still like the idea of the fuse. And if you time things right, you never know. With creative people like Seth Bling, you never know what kind of crazy business could be created with multiple time strings. And it's much more simple to time something when it's just like, oh, add another string to it.
Right.
That's true. So we're going to give this idea a... Okay. So we have this last one here by NinjaBob991. Tweaking
Brent,
the...
You know what? I owe you a hug because that was the most... I mean, oh, wow. Thank you.
I want a hug.
I'm gonna
hug.
I gotta get down.
Someone give me a hug. Eric's giving me the evil eye for making him bleep out stuff. And anyway, so last but not least, we have tweaking the enchantment system. This was submitted by NinjaBob991, who says, I would like the option to choose your enchant on a tool, but you would only get one enchant on it, the one you asked for. But if you wanted to get better results, you could choose to keep it random, and you could get multiple enchants on your tool. It's a lot of words.
But
let's decipher it.
I don't use enchanting. And it's because...
It's a lot of words.
It's because I don't care about the random stuff. I just don't ever enchant anything.
Like, you wish you could just pick your enchantment,
well,
and then you would use it?
But at the same time, I don't even know if that's good for the game. It might be completely imbalanced, but I know that as it stands, I don't use enchanting at any point in time. So
I don't either.
Why
I'm
not?
Trying
why
to.
Not? Tell us why you don't use enchanting.
Because it's random, and it's a lot of work for something you don't know whether you're going to get any good results.
Well, now...
Wait a second.
Okay. Wait a second.
Then the enchanting is random to a degree, but you can take your tool out of there and put it back in. I know this is going to sound interesting, and take it out and put it back in. And each time you take it out and put it back in, it rolls a new enchantment, does it not?
Yeah, but I mean, it's random every time.
It's
so,
still random. That's true.
I mean, I can't say, you know, like there are things that I might want out of there, but I'm just going to get a bunch of garbage. Yeah, I don't know. It's just not anything that I'm interested in.
So, but would you be more interested if they made it where, like, the more you enchanted them, like, you would actually start being able to read the runes and know what those enchantments are?
Yeah, I've stated before, I think that, you know, once you start, like, poking around, I mean, it might be that you can, like, once you learn a particular enchantment, once you put an enchantment on something, maybe you learn the runes, but you can't do it up to 5. Maybe it only goes up to 3. Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, like, I can specify what I want, but I can only go to 3 on it.
Why not make it? I mean, I don't understand why they're making it random. I mean, other than, I guess they don't want people to be overpowered.
Yeah,
or OP,
they just don't
right?
want everybody to have sharpness or you know or knockback on their sword. They don't want every you know pick to have you know what
I,
they just.
Well,
don't.
In used to, I think that was a lot worse when you had to kill stuff to get XP.
Yeah.
But now that you can spend a night just mining and get level 20, 26, it seems like that's not as bad. But I agree. It would be nicer to be able to see what the enchantment is or somehow pick the enchantment you want or somehow, even if it was, I'm trying for this enchantment, but I get screwed and I accidentally get a different one. You know, like, there's a bigger chance or something. Like,
right.
I would rather that than just the random, okay, I want to make my, look, my axe is a +1 of digging dirt, because that doesn't really help my axe much.
Yeah.
I don't even know if that's possible. But.
So what I'm hearing is, and, you know, I'm trying to, you, you know, like put you guys all on the couch and you tell me about your childhood. But what if you, what I'm hearing is like the randomness is kind of annoying, and that, you know, but if you don't make it random, then you've set yourself up for everybody being overpowered. Everyone right. has sharpness, everyone has this, all this, you know, crazy powers.
Yeah.
So it seems like somehow there needs to be a way to advance your skills in reading the runes, or so that they become less and less random as you get more powerful. But you have to expend some amount of time and energy, you know, learning or developing some sort of skill set. So at some point, you know, you probably could be OP, but it's going to take a while. It's not easy. It's
At the same time, I still probably wouldn't use it because I'm not going to spend, you know, I'm not going to, in a particular world, I'm not going to put in 200 hours. So, you know, my big thing is, you know, it's not, even, to me, I don't even use it. And for me to use it, it would have to be approachable on an entry level. It needs to have some flexibility so that I can actually get things that I want instead of just, you know, spending time worrying about, you know, getting something random every time.
Right. Okay.
So, you know, and I don't know.
Well, then it's like Try to Be Cool 69 says in the chat room, they've gotten Silk Touch 1 out of 100 times. Like,
yeah.
I know that's a really cherished and wanted effect on an item, but should it take that many times to get it? If that's the one thing you're trying to get.
Yeah.
So what you really need to do is, eliminate the random engine and come up with something that is not random and yet at the same time allows you to progress.
Even a weighted matrix, I think, is what Brent's talking about. Something where
a weighted
matrix.
Okay.
So this is something I'm shooting for. You know, I have a better chance of getting what I want. And I'm okay then if I don't get what I want because of the roll of the dice.
Well, and I'm okay with two other things. I would like that every time I do an enchant that I now can read those runes for that enchant and maybe even parts of that rune. Like, so now I've learned this rune, this language that I'm learning through this enchantment, but also maybe books I find in treasure chest could teach me enchantments and that I could always get that enchantment.
So you could get some sort of, you can get some sort of shortcuts by accident.
Right. I'm okay with the random if they put somebody into, like, okay, I went and killed this thing or went and killed, you know, that thing, and it dropped an enchantment that I can always now do if I'm this level and whatever.
Right.
Like, I think that's okay, and I think that would be kind of a cool way to do it. But
so a reworking of the enchantment system it needs to happen. But we're still not quite sure what that looks like. Not quite sure.
Because I think there's so many ways you could take it that would be okay, except for the way it is now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, just got a phone call. Notch and Jeb are not going to be on the 100th episode.
I don't think so. Not even the 99th. No.
I guess my only 2 cents is that... I'm more of a fan of creative mode than survival mode. So for that, it doesn't cater to creative mode at all.
At all?
So no. So therefore, I don't use it. So
okay.
That's so why I was quiet the whole conversation.
I see. Yeah.
I like both modes. I didn't used to because I kind of fell into the it's not cool to play in creative. If you have to play in creative, you're not doing it right. But I know I fell into that, man. I got sucked in. I was all about that. Like, you're not cool if you don't play in survival. And now it's like you're not cool if you don't play hardcore. And soon it'll be not cool.
Yeah.
Period. And
it's hard to play.
I like both. I like both of them. I think that there are times when I just want to create. I just want to take what's in my mind, what I've seen, and recreate it, and then take it to the next level.
Yeah.
With more fire and water and
redstone. And it's hard to play with redstone in survival, you know?
I noticed that I'm not really focused a whole lot on redstone at all when in hardcore.
Oh, right.
Because it's really not too necessary. You if you want to have a steel door, iron door, all you need is a stone button. So, and I think that's good because I think if you're focused on pure survival and you're taking it to the hardcore level, well, you know, you're not going to want to get intricate. You need basic stuff.
Right.
But if I want to go totally imaginative and creative, hey, I want to be able to fly. I want to be able to use World Edit. I want to be able to create a section of a building and then just repeat it.
Right.
So that when people come onto my server, they go, "Holy,
holy cannoli!"
Yeah. It took. How long did this take you to make it? And I just want to go, 5 minutes. Yeah. Because I'm that OP. That's all I got to tell you right there. Yeah. So I think that Minecraft is such an interesting anomaly of a game that it just deserves to have more than one side or the other. It's a creative game, but it's also a survival game.
Right.
It's a game that allows you to mod it so you can create games within games. So it's a gaming engine. It's a complete game, it's a gaming engine, and it's a creative game.
And you can complain to the developers when you're not happy.
You can actually hug them sometimes if you're lucky enough.
So what's wrong with Brent over here?
Sightings.
It's so beautiful.
Oh my god. It's so intense. All right.
So Brent ran to the bathroom, and we're going to do some sightings.
And the first one.
He forgot his key. Good luck, sir. Good luck.
Why did he sound like he was like 5 years old when he say I forgot my keys?
That's what happens sometimes with Brent.
Huh? Oh yeah, I was just curious.
So this first one was tweeted by You Are Minecraft, and it's called Hi, and we're going to provide a link to it. It's called Hi Ross Ferry City, and it's a really amazing city built by a Dutch Minecrafter, and I mean it is really impressive.
Oh yeah, this is crazy.
Yeah, it looks like a city.
Full on downtown. It's got skyscrapers. Got a park.
Yeah,
it's got a bridge. And
unique
all stuff.
Looking like, buildings. Like everything. Not everything is the same.
Yeah,
you know. But it does all. You know.
Nice anyway. Texture pack too. We'll link to this in the show notes, of course. But it would be great to do some sort of video or something in this city. Yeah. It's really
maybe we should
cool.
shoot some of the parts of We Built This Town in it.
We built this town on Minecraft. Wow, that was weak.
That was. You weren't even like singing the song that Eric wrote or anything.
Oh my God. Eric, did you write a song?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an old song we did with Minecraft. Lydia's in it.
Yeah.
We built this town.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Lydia's in it?
Yeah, it's a live action.
Sounds like the last name is Zinnit.
Zinnit?
I'm sorry.
Lydia Zinnit. Yeah, it's a live action, and we're all wearing our big Minecraft heads that you can see in the studio right now. Big creeper.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I just miss you guys, so room 318 was like it meant a lot to me. So I'm gonna have room a little bit of misty eye moment here. I might need to turn my camera off.
So this next thing, you want to talk about it, Eric, since you love it so much?
Talk about it.
This is the Christopher Walken through, and Christopher Walken, voiced by Jason Stevens, who does an awesome Walken impression. If you
absolutely, yes.
He shows off his Minecraft world, including the football stadium where he keeps John Madden. He keeps him there. Not safe for work. There is some language there, but it is hilarious.
It is. It's and very, very awesome.
I believe it's about, under 10 minutes long, something like that. And it is 6 minutes long. It's great. It's excellent. Go watch it.
I'm going to click on that link after the show. Just letting you know.
So the next one is it's a mod, and it's another mineral tool mod. This is called Marble Tools and Blocks mod. Bleed Obsidian has created it, and it adds marble to the game with tools that you can make out of it.
Oh, okay.
So marble.
Yep.
More tools that'll make Brent have sad. He'll be angry about that.
He will be. Will he? Why?
I don't know. He doesn't like. See, he doesn't want us having wood, stone tools, anything. Iron. He just diamond.
Just diamond. Just want to go. He wants to go right to the diamond.
Yeah, go right to the diamond.
He probably is upset right now about all that. The whole spiel I said about, you know, like, you know, just enjoying the. Yeah.
Well, he wow. is back.
I didn't
so
know.
Pretty good
I didn't
timing.
Know that's what, how he felt.
So hey, Brent, we're just talking about marble tools. What do you think about that? Marble tools.
Hate new tools.
See.
Hate new tools.
Oh jeez. So this last one here is a mod. It's a Cave Gen mod, and it's single player only. Requires mod loader. When I am David Minecraft's favorite mod, is that his name?
Yes, I am David Minecraft.
When his favorite mod stops being updated, he decided to make his own version, and this is it. The cave world type option is added to the game, generating vast caverns, which include abandoned shacks. Would that be shafts, possibly?
Possibly.
No, I think they're shacks.
Shacks? Updated
yeah,
ore
you guys
generation?
Need to change the name of your show here. You're way behind the times.
Oh,
apparently.
Yeah. It also features
the shack.
Stalactites and stalagmites. Which is your favorite, Vance?
Enjoy your
do you
stay
like the,
in the shack.
Do you like the tight or the mite? Which one are you a fan of?
I'm going to have to go with tight.
He likes tights.
All right.
I like it when it's tight.
All right.
You know who else likes it tight?
Audible.
Audible.
See?
They love it tight. Their audio is all tight.
Yes.
All about the tights.
And if you go to audibletrial.com/the shaft, you can get yourself a free month of Audible. That's a completely free month of Audible plus a free book.
Yeah.
Completely free book. It helps us out. They are one of our sponsors, and they've been awesome to us. And if you keep going there and signing up for this and getting your free book, they will keep being a sponsor of ours, and we like that. So keep doing it, and please.
Get yourself a cave book.
I'm not begging here.
I did a search for a cave, and you got the Clan of the Cave Bear. You got the Crystal Cave, the Caves of Steel. A lot of cave books.
Caves. Cave on book. Audible. Audibletrial.com.
Audible cave book. Read by Vance Crafter. At least in your imagination. That's what you really wanted in the first place.
That's right.
But you didn't get it. So now you just think about it like it really was.
So if you've been thinking about doing this for the past year, 2 years that we've been doing this show, go ahead and do it now. Audibletrial.com/the shaft. Sign up. It helps us, and that helps you in the end, I think. So do it. We love you. And that's all I got to say about that.
Yeah.
Anything else to say about it?
So, nope, I guess that's it. You know, I wanted to hear more about your channel, Vance, as we come to a close. What kind of stuff you got going on your channel, and what kind of stuff are you going to be working on in the near future? I see you chewing on some food, so I'll just keep babbling along. And,
I'm hungry. I want some dinner.
Oh, I can talk with my mouth full. Even, you know, I can do it. I can handle it. All right. Well. All right, so Welsh Pixie, this is where I started. You know, it's like you have to come full circle. This is how I roll. She's doing something called Lesser Weevils, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a chapter by chapter thing that she's writing. It's a story, and what she does is she comes to the readers each chapter and says, "Hey, how would you like this to proceed?" Okay, she's in full control of the story, but she gives you options of how the story might go. Like 1, 2, and 3, A, B, D, C, something like that.
Close enough.
All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, very good. And once she came to me and she said, you know, what I'd like to do to drive a little more traffic is I would like to have a reading of the first maybe paragraph of the chapter.
Oh.
And then put that on YouTube with, you know, artistic background, something like that. And she's asked me to do the reading. So that is one project that I'm going to be working on.
Oh, cool.
With Welsh Pixie.
Nice.
Good stuff.
So, and I really do like her writing, like I said before, and I'm very excited about that, and I'm looking forward to that. What needs to happen right now is that we find someone who's artistic, who wants to draw, sort of a watercolor sketchy kind of background that would, give people an impression of the characters in the story.
Ah.
Yes. So there you go. Another thing that I'm doing with Welsh Pixie is she's wanted to do a parody song, And I like to take songs and write my own lyrics for them. And I had mentioned this to her before, and she said, hey, would you do the lyrics for my parody? It's a Minecraft parody, of course, and it is... Oh, shoot. I think the song is... Oh, boy. Something about, here's my number, call me maybe, something like that?
Yeah.
What's that? Yeah, okay, so you guys know the song. Okay.
Yeah. Awesome.
So she wants to create a parody, and she's calling it So Grief Me Maybe. Right. So there you go.
I like it. Excellent. Hey.
Hello, Casey. I just want to say hi to Casey. I saw her tweeting there and there. Oh, please sing for us, Mr. Vance. Oh, okay. Well, this isn't my show, so we'll see what we can do. The other thing, of course, that I'm doing is weekly I'm doing the Lag Late Night with Wolf21 and Minecraft WB, a.k.a. Lucklin, also Dan21 or Durandal of Ages. Uh-huh. It is a show that I've watched for a while, and they asked me to come on, I don't know how many shows ago it is now, maybe 10 or so, to come on just to do the show notes and help them with the behind-the-scenes type of thing.
Uh-huh.
And somehow or another, I worked my way onto the show. Imagine that. The Vance doing that. So they have embraced the Vance and put me on the show and become a fixture on the show, and I love it. I love it doing it every week. So that's Monday nights at 9:30, like late night.
And you're going up there to visit, right? You're going to Texas?
I want... Oh, here, let me tell you the plight of the Vance Crafter, okay? First of all, I was going to be going to Texas, right?
Right.
Okay, and then Minecraft came up, and I talked to a travel agent, and I found out how much it was going to cost to go to Minecraft.
Or Minecon?
Yeah.
The land of Minecraft.
Hey, did you mean Minecon?
Hey, you know, you guys, come on. Could we talk about this after the show? Do you have to throw me under the bus right now?
So you were talking about going to Minecon.
I'm
going to
appease the chat. There I am. Okay. So I wanted to go to Minecon, so I talked to the travel agent, and I thought, well, okay, I got to make a choice, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, am I going to be able to meet Bebop Vox? Am I going to be able to meet Stevie G? Or am I going to, you know, be able to go down to Texas? And I've already met...
Lucklin.
I've already met Lucklin and Wolf, which I loved at PlayOnCon.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to make a tough decision. I said, well, I'm going to go to the MineCon. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. All right?
Cool.
Well, that was cool until our washer-dryer started breaking down. Washer and dryer. It's a single unit. It's a stackable unit. And it started having problems. And exactly. So I talked to my wife, and... You know, God, she, oh my God. I have no words to describe how wonderful this woman is, okay? I mean, I'll just give you just a little thing. When I am live streaming, okay, which is basically ignoring everything else but the computer,
mm-hmm.
She brings me food and water and makes sure that I am set for whatever I'm doing.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, and that's just like that. One of the things that she does. She's incredible, and I am lucky. I don't deserve it. I don't know why God gave me her. I don't get it. I have no idea. I'm just the luckiest dude on the planet. So there you go. So anyway, she's been talking about getting a new washer and dryer for a while, and I've actually repaired the thing twice myself. So when this thing came up, I said, you know what? We're going to get you your washer and dryer. And then she said, what about mine, Con? I said, you know, it's just not going to be in the cards this year. I'm not going to be able to go to MineCon. Not going to be able to go to Texas. Aww. We're going to take care of this. We're going to make this happen for you. We're going to get you the best. It's going to last. We're going to have the guarantees and the service contracts and all the things so that wash can be done without worry. So that's what's happening. No MineCon for me. I'm sorry. I wish I could go.
Wow. No, you could sell a kidney. I was thinking about doing that.
But you know, I feel good about it. I think it's the way it's supposed to be. Mm-hmm. I really would love to go to Europe. I I feel kind of sad about it because I would have gotten a chance to visit with my friend Stevie G. He and I, you know, met quite a long time ago on the internet and never been able to see each other face to face. I just really was looking forward to that. But hey, you know, things happen, and I'll get to Europe sometime.
Yeah,
it'll happen.
Yeah, no, it's hard. I agree with you. Like, my wife and I have kind of talked about it. It's like, go to Europe for Minecon or go to Europe with my wife and travel around Europe. Yeah. You know, it's like, that's a choice that's kind of hard to make, you know, and regardless, it's not like someone's paying us to go over there. So it would come out of our pocket, and that would mean it would be choosing going on a vacation to somewhere over, you know, that. So I don't know if we're going to be able to go or not either. We're still looking for sponsors. Hint, hint.
Yeah, it's looking grand.
And, you know, we will shill your crap for tickets.
Well, everybody watching and listening, if you guys all like watch all of our videos, we'll probably be able to go. Right? Just watch more of our videos,
like a million times each. Yeah, you watch.
Yeah, and you know, and I think about it. You know, I see some people doing things like 24-hour live streams and this and that and the other. And it's like, and I think to myself, well, I don't know if you're quite there yet. And I think that about myself. You know, it's really just been recently that I've decided to put a very strong focus on some goals that relate to Minecraft and to YouTube and Twitch.tv. I've gotten a very generous helper. In my friend Bachi in Rio. She is in marketing and so forth. Just an incredible asset. And just it's just a volunteer herself to help me succeed, to grow, to be better at YouTube and Twitch and so forth like that. Completely just out of the goodness of her heart. I can't even explain how these kind of things happen. So, you know, I'm just a little guy right now. So, you know, hey, maybe when I grow a little bit more and have some more subscribers, followers, whatever, yeah, maybe that'll be my time to go to Minecon. And I'm okay with that, you know?
Yeah.
It's what you put into it. And and I'm just getting started. And I'm that's fine. That's fine. You know, being on your show is it's a highlight for me. It's a highlight for my year. I'm so excited to be here. I'm so glad you listened to me rambling on like this.
Pretty cool.
I think what you guys do is great. I think I love you guys just as individuals. I was so grateful to meet you at PlayOnCon and just like hang out with you. So I'm happy, you know.
Yeah.
And that's where you got to be. You got to be happy. You got to be happy right where you're at. And if when the time is right, I'll go to Europe or play on, you know, Minecon or, you know, wherever I'm supposed to go, I'll be there.
You know, yesterday, a year ago yesterday, that's when Minecon tickets went on sale.
Yeah.
A little fact there, a little factoid.
I didn't even know that. So, yeah, I'm along the way, I'm making friends. You know, you guys are a great example. I knew that I would meet you at PlayOnCon, but I didn't expect what happened. You know, it's like to be friends, to connect, and I mean, like, I got to tell you, it was one of the highlights of being there. You know, just meeting you guys.
Room 318.
Yeah,
and that's really the biggest reason why I'm gonna miss MineCon.
Yeah.
Is missing all the people. Like Minecon 1, yes. it was so incredible meeting everybody. But like at PlayOnCon, it was so incredible getting to hang out with everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Like MineCon really is just meeting people. You don't really get to hang out with people as much as we did at PlayOnCon. So I'll miss all that, but hopefully next year PlayOnCon, and then maybe the year after that, maybe MineCon will be in US again. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe
Venezuela.
Maybe there's some Minecraft server out there that would really like us to hand out t-shirts for them at MineCon in Paris.
Yeah.
Yes.
There or you like, go.
We'll drop Lethal Drive in the drop of a hat. We're just saying. We're saying the first company that contacts us will drop lethal drive. Just saying. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you will be the best server in the world.
I love you.
Like, lethal drive sucks compared to you. Just saying. I might have had too much to drink, guys. I'm not
sure. You've got a lot of editing to do, Wes. I'm sorry.
Not me.
I know that I've been part of that, but this is all on Eric.
Yeah.
Well, this is the longest ending we've ever had to any show. I think I'm going to have to do this
one. Yeah. Again. All right. Well, let's start doing the pimpage.
So, VanceCrafter, youtube.com/user/VanceCrafter.
That is correct.
For VanceCrafter, twitch.tv/VanceCrafter. VanceCrafter. You heard it here. This man can play. He has fun. And he can play the guitar. We got to hear him, and it was beautiful. And we all loved him.
Very lovely.
I love that. That was, again, just a favorite highlight of mine of being a play on con. Just hanging out with you guys, playing some guitar, eating pizza, listening to Boom Rocker go crazy on the LOL.
Yeah.
The LOLs.
Yeah.
So go right now to youtube.com/VanceCrafter. Subscribe to both his feeds on Twitter. Do you do the Twitters?
I do, absolutely. Twitter is also at VanceCrafter.
At VanceCrafter. Follow him so you will know the next time he streams or puts up a video, because they are worth the watch. And, of course, then go and follow me at Brent Copeland on Twitter. See y'all next week!
Yeah!
Wait, is that wrong? Is that too? Also, go to deadworkers.com, and that's where you'll find us. So, thank y'all again for joining us this week. We love you, VanceCrafter. And we love you, the viewer, listener, and person.
Hit the button.
Love you guys.
Peace.
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010.
Dead Workers Party Network.
Ding dong! Shaft calling.